Every year, a handful of American citizens have the bad judgment or the bad fortune to land in Mexican prisons. An international agreement allows Americans to transfer their convictions and serve their sentences in U.S. federal prisons, but for the months or years they're behind bars in Mexico, they find prison life to be a world away from the U.S. penal institutions in ways that are both bad and good. NPR's John Burnett has this report on doing time south of the border.
A guard leads the way through a dim corridor inside the Central Facility for Social Rehabilitation in Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, just across the river from Laredo, Texas. The building is warm and moist, and it smells thickly of the excreta of men in captivity. Cerezo 1, as it's known by its acronym, was built in 1958 for 300 prisoners. Today, more than 1,200 men are incarcerated inside these whitewashed walls. 23 of them are Americans, convicted of smuggling drugs, weapons, or people. Every few weeks, someone from the local American consulate comes by to check on them.
Hey, how are you doing? How's your wife coming along?
Fine.
Fine? Okay, you're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
We're giving you your vitamins now.
Okay. Let me call Montemayor.
Consular Officer Dick McCoy brings them vitamins, bottled water, and copies of National Geographic, Maxim, and Alaska Magazine. He makes sure the U.S. prisoners are well and safe. 2 years ago, Mexican inmates and a guard beat to death an American detainee who was going through a violent drug withdrawal. That happened in the other state prison, Cerezo 2. After the U.S. consul protested, the prison directors have now agreed to house most of the U.S. offenders together for their own security. Today, 9 Americans live in a 10 by 20 foot cell inside Cerezo 1. The walls are decorated with jailhouse art of Emiliano Zapata, Pancho Villa, and Porky Pig. A small color TV hangs in the corner.
And we are expecting temperatures again to remain in the upper 90s today. We saw a high yesterday of 98 degrees. Today we're expecting 99.
On summer afternoons, the heat is nearly intolerable, says a young man from Austin doing time for vehicle theft. He asked his name not be used.
The thing here, the point for me is that, I'm here to do time. I always want to kick back and I just want to be comfortable, you know? But with all this heat and stuff, I feel like choking myself sometimes because it's just so hot and I get desperate and I dehydrate most of the time. I just hate it here. I just can't wait to get out of here.
But if they're stuck here, inmates are allowed to buy a little comfort. They can rent cells like this one with its own toilet and shower for $200 a month, split between the occupants. Convicts can buy small refrigerators, stoves, fans, and televisions. Cable is available for $30 a month. Some individual cells even have window unit air conditioners.
For an air conditioner, you need a, if you get one in here, you gotta pay like $40 a month, and we don't have that much money to be spending around here.
Yeah, but there's people that have air conditioning, but there's the people that have money. We're poor, we cannot afford it.
Who has the money in prison?
The big people.
What else can the big people get?
Anything they want to.
Like what?
Girls, drugs, everything.
The girls, at least, are legal. Mexican law permits conjugal visits inside prisons, a practice prohibited by most American wardens. Prison authorities here assert that access to women is the main reason male-on-male rape is rare inside their lockups. Convicts pay $10 a night to an inmate cooperative that keeps the all-night visitation cells clean and curtained.
You have a woman, you can get her in here. You got areas for this place, little rooms where you rent and you stay overnight. You're being locked down in that room until the next morning.
Yeah, like a little hotel thing. One room, bathroom, and shower and everything. Bed.
At times, this prison doesn't feel like a prison at all. It feels more like a Mexican village recreated inside this cement-walled compound. Three children of convicts visiting for the day engage in a mock gun battle, a scenario which may have put Daddy here in the first place. Inmates sit on benches embracing wives and lovers. Everyone is wearing street clothes. There goes a mangy gray cat padding across the yard. And over there, a well-fed mutt trots happily by. In a neighboring courtyard, inmates seek redemption in off-key songs of praise. The prison administration has allowed the inmates to fashion their own miniature cash economy. Cerezo One has 5 privately operated snack bars. The owner of one, Don Chuy, lists the day's menu.
Tenemos tortas, tacos, hamburguesas, tostadas.
Over at the Paleteria La Loma, Angel Montaño makes fruit and ice cream bars. His wife comes in 3 days a week to help him. Montaño, who's Mexican, is serving a 12-year sentence for smuggling cocaine.
La paleta de fruta vale 4 pesos. Afuera una paleta de la de frutas que vendemos nosotros vale 8 pesos afuera.
Our fruit bars are about 40 cents each, he says. Outside, it's twice that price, but here we charge only 40 cents, just for the inmates. 8 of us work here, he says. The state government authorizes this small business to allow us to help our families on the outside. Most of the American prisoners are lucky enough to have relatives send them money. For instance, Julio Camacho receives $15 to $30 a week. The 29-year-old roofer from Dallas is doing 10 years on a drug conviction. Camacho says poor inmates have to earn money inside the prison, shining shoes, washing clothes, or doing odd jobs.
You know, if you don't feel like getting up out of your cell, say, you know, send me somebody from, you know, from the taqueria. And then a guy will come and say, what do you want? Hey, I need a hamburger with french fries. And they'll go get it. And then when they come there, you just, you know, give them a couple of pesos for running the errand for you. You know, people out here to hustle and do whatever they have to do to survive.
State prisons throughout Mexico, such as Cerezo One, are generally impoverished. Wardens permit these free market conditions inside the institution so inmates can improve their squalid circumstances. Mexican federal prisons are generally better funded and have higher security. An American correctional official familiar with Mexican prisons says these sorts of freewheeling policies promote corruption in the prison staff and leave poor inmates to live like beggars. Still, inside Cerezo One, the tension that simmers in most U.S. prisons is less apparent. Tom Armbruster, the American consul in Nuevo Laredo, noticed it too.
When you walk into a Mexican prison and you see the kids, and you see the dogs wandering around in the restaurant, it's a very, very lively place. But that's not to say that it's necessarily the best prison environment because of the sanitary conditions, the overcrowding, the heat. But I do think the fact that you can have people from the outside coming in and you can recreate something of life that mirrors society within the prison makes it a more livable place.
The few Americans who choose to do their time in Mexican prisons usually do not make that choice based on the amenities, like women or taco stands or cable TV. In Mexico, certain crimes carry shorter punishments. A blue-eyed Oklahoman named Matt, wearing a Budweiser cap, was convicted of homicide in Nuevo Laredo. Here he faces 5 to 8 years. If he transferred his case to the U.S. system, just 3 miles away, a murder conviction would likely carry a much longer sentence.
I'd rather do my time here than over there. I don't want my record to be brought over there.
If you can get me out of here and transfer it across, I want to go.
His cellmate, however, wants to go home. Despite the humanizing quality of Mexican prisons, most Americans serving time here can't wait to leave. Almost all are awaiting transfers to air-conditioned U.S. federal prisons, where everything from the food to the medical care is superior. And they have one clarion message. If you come to Mexico, don't break the law. John Burnett, NPR News, Nuevo Laredo.